keep a calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, it's still me. I'm still the guy who is in love with a lady there and has committed his life to her and is seeking reconciliation with her and to be able to be the dad to my kids that I am being denied, which I find most unfortunate. I had a good weekend. We installed another store and we're up to 8. We were supposed to be much higher than this by now, but we're at 8, and apparently we're going to be doing them, it looks like at least a couple of months, and then it may be going to every week here soon, and then it might explode. But anyway, I also took a hike with my friend Chris Sunday afternoon, which was delightful. We shared a wonderful meal, had some great conversation. In our hike, he pointed out, because obviously he has an issue also with his lady, he pointed out the interaction between Abraham and Sarah, and how Abraham blew it twice, big time, by claiming his wife as a sister, which was true, but a lie. It was deception. And what Chris pointed out was, in spite of the deception, the Lord's protection was there, and so was his mercy. And then, obviously, things healed. And it was interesting to note that, like father, like son, Isaac did the same thing with the same king, which is kind of interesting. But it was an encouragement. He felt encouraged about the relationship with his wife. And, of course, he obviously expressed it to encourage me with my wife. But I think one of the things that you is hinted at with Sarah is that Sarah loved Abraham. I don't know. But I do know I'm in love with my wife, and I'm committed to her for the rest of my days, irrespective of her. I think she needs to know that, and I'm going to tell the world that. Dorothy Jane, I'm here, and I love you.